On Friday, Governor Kelly joined Kansas Department of Corrections leaders to celebrate the opening of the state's first substance use recovery work release unit within Kansas prisons. The East Campus at Lansing is a 200-bed minimum security unit providing a comprehensive reentry program, and it's aimed at breaking the cycle of addiction through cognitive behavioral instruction while preparing residents to reenter society with work goals and life skills. The East Campus at Lansing is designed to go beyond the traditional 28-day substance use program, providing residents with at least 6 months of classes that teach and promote pro-social behavior and work up to 300 hours of advanced practice sessions to develop cognitive behavior and positive habits. Pathway for Success is the name of the Kansas Department of Corrections strategic plan that provides residents with opportunities to be successful upon reentry into their communities. Along with classes for substance recovery, the residents will participate in classes to develop and foster better family relationships, as well as parenting classes for fathers. Residents will also participate in additional programs, support groups, and activities led by residents or volunteers. They can be part of the work release or private industry programs, and they can also meet with various parts of the reentry team to create solid, sustainable release plans and goals. To be eligible for the program, a resident must be at a minimum custody level, have less than 5 years remaining to serve out of their time, not be managed as a sex offender, have moderate or high risk in substance use, a strong desire to overcome an addiction, and a willingness to participate in programming or work as assigned. The first residents to occupy the East Campus at Lansing are expected to arrive this week. One person was injured in an accident while fleeing from a crime scene just after 11 p.m. on Sunday in Rawlins County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2009 Chevy Silverado, driven by 28-year-old McCray W. Miglebrink of Atwood, was attempting to flee from a crime scene recklessly and at a high rate of speed, going northbound on Road 18 just north of Road CC, 11 miles north of U.S. 36. The pickup began to leave the roadway to the right when the driver overcorrected and picked up, and the pickup traveled into the west ditch, rolled, and the driver was ejected. EMS transported Miglebrink to St. Anthony's Hospital, and he was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Law enforcement has not released any further details on the charges that Miglebrink might face. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that $1.5 million is available for a fifth round of Historic Economic Asset Lifeline, or HEAL, grants to revitalize dilapidated and underused downtown buildings and small communities across the state. And these grants help close the financial gaps for communities striving to make their downtown districts economically vibrant. Since Commerce launched the program in 2021, nearly $5 million has been awarded to fund 87 different community projects throughout Kansas. The HEAL grant helps communities to revitalize downtown buildings as spaces for new or expanding businesses, housing, arts and culture, civic engagement, childcare, or entrepreneurial activities. And the submitted projects must show potential to be economic drivers of their communities and demonstrate that the space will be occupied by the end of the project. The application will open on November 1st and close on January 31st, 2025, with the awardees being notified in April. Communities that received HEAL grants in spring 2023 or fall 2024 are not eligible to apply for this round of funding. A virtual webinar about the specifics of the program is scheduled for 3:30 p.m., Monday, November 4th, and registration is required for their webinar. A Zoom link will be provided after registration is completed. For more information about HEAL grants, the webinar, and the online application, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/community-development/HEAL. In Nebraska news, on October 23rd, the Chase County Sheriff's Office responded to a domestic assault call in Oneida, Nebraska, and after an investigation by Sergeant Justin Mueller, it was discovered that the suspect, Brandon O'Neill, had fled the scene before law enforcement's arrival, after an encounter with the victim, which included the endangerment of an infant. According to the Chase County Sheriff's Office, O'Neill denied her the ability to leave the house or call for help, and there was a firearm involved. The victim managed to escape the next morning and seek help. According to Sergeant Mueller, he searched for O'Neill northwest of Champion, where he was supposed to be working. However, O'Neill failed to show up for work that morning. Sergeant Mueller then located O'Neill at the intersection of 321st Avenue and 736th Road, driving a four-door white Chevrolet pickup. Sergeant Mueller attempted to make a traffic stop on O'Neill, who fled at a high rate of speed east on 736th Road. With the speeds reaching 100 miles per hour, Sergeant Mueller continued to pursue, and another deputy posted up further east on 736th Avenue, attempting to deploy stop sticks, but was unsuccessful when O'Neill turned onto a trail road, continuing his high speeds. During a high-speed pursuit on the unpaved roads at one intersection, O'Neill nearly collided with another vehicle, and he was eventually stopped and arrested. According to the Chase County Sheriff's Office, O'Neill was transported to the Lincoln County Jail, where he was booked for several charges, including domestic assault, false imprisonment, possession of a firearm to commit a felony, flight to avoid arrest, willful reckless driving, child abuse endangerment, and multiple traffic infractions. O'Neill's bond for the new charges has been set at $50,000, 10% of which would be needed to be released along with various conditions. A former Nebraska prosecutor was sentenced on Friday after being convicted of a third DUI. 49-year-old Oliver Glass was sentenced to 30 days in jail and ordered to pay a $1,000 fine, and Glass's driver's license was also revoked for 5 years. The former Dodge County attorney was arrested on July 6 after being pulled over on Highway 77 and Rosa Parks Way. His blood alcohol content level was 0.154%, which is more than twice the legal limit, and he was convicted in September. Glass had left office in 2021 after a series of scandals. In 2020, he was sentenced to probation for his first DUI, and the judge in that case called him a garden variety drunk. According to authorities, that same year, he used the powers of his office to get information about his estranged wife and her boyfriend, and Glass gave police officers the boyfriend's license plate number and told them to look out for him. He was ultimately sentenced to federal prison for violating the man's civil rights. In January 2021, Glass was caught driving drunk again before resigning from his position. For Hay State University's next Science Cafe, Bats in the Night is set for today, Monday, October 28th. And the presentation that is sponsored by Fort Hays State University's Science and Mathematics Education Institute will begin at 7 p.m. at the venue in Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill in Hays. Dr. Lorelei Patrick, the Assistant Professor of Biological Sciences at Fort Hays State University, will discuss her research into bats, and everyone is invited to go and discover the fascinating world of Kansas bats, from their unique adaptations to their vital role in our ecosystem. Science Cafe presentations are free and open to the public, and anyone with questions can contact Carrie Rodler at 785-628-4743 or visit fhsu.edu.